have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and everything and anything else our hosts want to talk about. Nils Smith is the innovation pastor at Community Bible Church in San Antonio, Texas, loves the Spurs, and walking the streets of New York with his family. Jay Cranda is the online campus pastor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, loves the Lakers, anything golf, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMCPodcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Nils Smith. As always, I'm joined by the Jay Cranda. Jay, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the pod. Man, we're literally into the podcast like not even 15 seconds and something beeps on your computer.
Sorry. Like, you know what it was? It was you texting me that article.
No, it wasn't. Just okay.
Yes, you did that. And that's your fault. It's on you. But as we start the podcast, I love you, Jay. I'm glad to be doing another podcast with you and wrapping up 2015 together. So as we wrap up, I think a lot of people in 2016, we're going to see a lot of churches launching an online church campus. We're going to talk about that a little bit in this episode. And you have created a great new resource. You want to tell everybody about that resource?
Yeah, so I created a 3-part video course that explains everything from launching, from vision, strategy to small groups. And I highlight all the resources that I've used and I've copied from all the churches that are doing this. And so I compiled it all into 3 free video segments, and I put it into a course. And so if you go to my website, jcranda.com/101guide, you sign up and all 3 get emailed to you directly. They're all hosted on YouTube. And so I make it very easy, but you know, my goal was to provide a free resource and kind of share what we've been doing at Saddleback for the last, you know, 5-6 years with Church Online and kind of empower you. So go to jcranda.com/101guide to learn more or check out the show notes. So yeah, there's my plug for the show.
That's a good plug for a free resource. That's an awesome tool. We before the show, Jay shared a video from YouTube. And so go watch all Jay Cranda videos on YouTube and it will make your day. Jay looks about 15, 16 now, and he maybe looked about 13, 14 in those videos 5 years ago. So I'm convinced that you have some kind of situation where like a dog maybe is like, so every, or maybe backwards because they live shorter lives, but for every like 5 years.
Are you
going
to die in like 5 years? Like, I don't know.
I'm saying that for every like 5 years you live, you age a year.
Okay.
Like me, I'm 35 and I balded 5 years ago, you know, like,
yeah.
I don't know how old you are, but you are going to have a full head of hair, and I bet you turn gray. You start graying at about 85, maybe 90.
Okay, let's introduce our guest, our friend.
Introduce our guest, which is soon to no longer be a guest because he's going to be a regular contributor. David, we're glad to have you. Do you want to introduce yourself to the Social Media Church Podcast audience and who you are and what you do?
Sure. My name is David. I'm a pastor in Delaware. I'm working at a church, helping manage social media, and we're about to launch an online campus. I do some blogging, some podcasting, stuff like that. So I'm a big fan of the podcast and just excited to be here.
Excellent. Well, so David reached out to me a month or so ago after we announced that we were going to be launching the Social Media Church blog. And we've been connected on social media for a while, but never met. So we actually just met virtually face to face about 30 minutes ago. And so just getting to know each other. And so we asked David to as we were going to drive the blog, if he would kind of be our driver. So he'll be the Social Media Church blog extraordinaire chief captain.
Are you like on like a dictionary.com, like looking up extra words?
No, that's actually all the words I know.
Oh,
yeah. I just spat them all out in one sitting right there. So David also, if you're watching on YouTube, has a blender behind him. So even as a pastor, he obviously does enjoy his margaritas. I just want to put that out there. Give me a hard time. Yeah, what happens though, people that watch on YouTube get so much more of the experience. I mean,
yeah, we got a loyal.
I've got like a Darth Vader black curtain behind me.
And confession, David, I actually watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for smoothies, I'm sure. So let's talk about the blog a little bit. Maybe David, we'll start with you. What are some of your favorite, as you think back to the blogs that you've read over the years, what are maybe top couple blogs that you've read?
One that I really like is Dustin Stout's blog. Yeah. I'm a big fan of that. Just great design, and he has some great walkthroughs and tutorials on how to use technology. Another one, because I'm an Apple fanboy, I follow imore.com. So it's pretty much a tech blog.
What is that one again?
It's imore, I-M-O-R-E.
Okay, .com?
Yeah, I religiously follow that every single day. It's like the latest Apple news or technology news connected to anything.
Well, let's be clear, David. I mean, you're such a fanboy. You're in a USA Today article. So,
like a boss. Yeah.
We will make sure that link to this article gets put in the show notes. So I want this link to be famous. I want it to go. I want people to associate you. This is awesome. So anyway, sorry to see that. You got to go to the show notes.
Yeah. Another one that's not really a blog anymore is Robert Scoble. I'm sure you all follow him.
Yeah.
He blogs exclusively on Facebook now. I follow all his stuff because he's constantly doing interviews with tech companies that are launching. And so it always keeps me ahead of the game, knowing what's coming down the pipe with it, whether it's VR or anything else.
Yeah. You know,
he's constantly doing cool interviews.
I'm a big fan of all. I wasn't aware of onemore.com. I'm probably gonna have a new addiction now. There, Robert Scoble I love him. Every time I see something in my Facebook feed, and I've got to pay attention to what he has to say. Dustin, though, we've had some arguments with Dustin here on the podcast. And
Google Plus argument.
He's the Google Plus man. I'm also though a big fan of Dustin's. He's one of the most creative folks out there. His blog has been solid for years and just gets better.
Yeah.
Puts great content. And honestly, though, he adds a really unique perspective to the conversation. Yeah. And probably one of my favorite podcasts was the one with Dustin when he listened to our podcast where we kind of said Google Plus is dying and he wanted to argue that. And he made a good argument. I still believe that Google Plus is...
No. Let's be clear. It was a persuasive argument. It wasn't a right argument. Those are two different things.
He never really gave in to the argument.
Yeah, so, you know.
It was great. Fun. It was fun. So that's a good one. That's a good one. It's good guys to have on that list. Jay, I'm curious, some of your favorite blogs.
Well, and it's a blog, but it's become more of a media outlet, really. But Mashable, for sure. I mean, I think that's Mashable is one that I usually check. I there's only a handful that I keep apps on my phone. And that's one of those that I check just new, like what's happening. It's definitely one of those things that have tended to be one of those daily things. I used to follow more Mac stuff, but I kind of got burned out. I couldn't do it as much like Mac Rumors and 9to5 Mac and all those, but I like started to now just kind of keep it simple and some other things. And I'm seasonal with those stuff, but Mashable is one that I check pretty regularly. One of my favorite blogs, just like, it's not so much about what it, I don't check it regularly, but one of my favorite blog posts was done by the Dilbert blog. It's actually on Typepad, and I'll share it. I've talked about it in the past. It's about the day you became a better writer. It's an individual post at actually, I was listening to the 4-Hour Workweek guy, Tim Ferriss or whatever.
Yeah,
he highlights this blog post, and I think I got it from there, but it talks about writing. I've shifted quite a bit in the last, I would probably say 6 months, where I don't read as much blogs as I listen to podcasts. And so that's been a shift internally. But those are my main ones. I mean, outside of yours, Niels, I mean, I read yours religiously. But this is the thing, I can't keep up. Is it neilsmith.com? Is it Niels Smith Solutions? Is it Niels Smith, associates.com/
Yeah.
Innovative. So, Neil Smith.church.
So I will tell you, I have been an experimenter with blogging, I used to have a blog spot, originally, and never really had a clear focus with what I was going to use a blog for and how I was going to use it. And so I launched neilsmith.com, and then I don't know if I got hacked or maybe I was experimenting with Squarespace and I thought I had to use one of like a fresh domain. And so I got Neil Smith Solutions because that was my LLC. And then I never, and so I basically just then forwarded neilsmith.com forward to it. If I were to do it again, I would have, you know, set it up correctly now that I understand Squarespace better. But it's a little awkward. And so I just have it forwarded, but I lost all of my SEO history.
Yeah. Because
we're strategy. So do not follow my lead in that. Some of my favorite blogs, that I wrote down, Seth Godin has been a long time favorite of mine. Interesting strategy where his is very simple, but he doesn't allow comments, which is almost strange from a social perspective, but he feels like, and I probably agree with that, is that most of the comments actually happen on Facebook or Twitter. You know, there's plenty of social platforms to engage with it. Michael Hyatt has been a longtime favorite. He's probably who I emulate the most with my blog of just watching his strategies. I share with you guys, it has almost burnt me out a little bit, though, of how salesy he has become. You know, I feel like he's always selling something. But that's his business, and that's what he's doing. And I buy most of his stuff, not even because I want the stuff, but because I want to thank him for all the years of great content that he taught me. And so if he sells something, that's my way of kind of giving back to him for all the free stuff, you know, and learnings that he shared. Church Mac has been my go-to, even when it used to be Church Crunch, I think is what they called it, is where I always kind of stayed up on church technology conversation. And then Social Media Examiner is probably the top social media core blog that I'm staying connected to. So those are where I'm learning when it comes to the blogging space. I'm with you though, Jay. I'm probably listening to podcasts more than I am blogs, but the blog space is nowhere close to dying. You know, so you see other trends growing and developing. And I think it's a good space where you can post videos and do all kinds of stuff. But really at the core, I think it's written content that we're wanting to create. So we have this podcast where we're having a conversation that our blog is going to be a place for practitioners to learn out loud. And so as we're trying things with online church, we're trying things with Facebook or Periscope or whatever the platform might be, this is going to allow for a lot more contributors to be able to learn out loud together and learn from each other. So as our kind of collective ecosystem grows of leaders that are growing together around social media, that's what we hope that this blog becomes. So we're excited about that. Maybe David, you want to share maybe some of your hopes for the blog or what you'd love to see come out of it?
Yeah, I would love just for us to be able to help equip pastors, churches who have questions but don't have a centralized place to find the answers. Because the answers are out there, but it's often you spend more time looking than you do reading and actually just putting stuff into practice. So if we can help equip people every single day with just small tips, how they can move their church along or even their own personal blogs along, learning and teaching them, you know, I think we would have accomplished our goal.
That's great. Jay, what are your hopes? What do you hope to see come out of the social media church blog?
Yeah, I think a lot of the same stuff. You know, we talk many times on the podcast about really the goal here is, you know, to be able to have a lot of the conversations we get to have because of some of our time and our position within our churches, but like share that with a broader universal church to kind of go, hey, here's some things you should be thinking about. And I think audio and video, some of the stuff we're doing through the podcast, which is the majority of our community, and it's what we focused on. But you know, written stuff still has a, you know, we can become a little bit more detailed, a little bit more systematic. And I think there's a lot of people in our community and in the kingdom that maybe can't, or they're not interested in you know, being on the podcast, but they're a powerful writer. And they're, you know, they can help us in that way. So I'm excited to see it, like all kind of everything come together in one place. And my hope is that we can share and aggregate some of that content a little bit more systematically. And yeah, I'm just excited for 2016 for everything from the podcast to the blog to social media, church, university, all that stuff going on. So how about you? Before we end this, Niels, what are you pumped for?
Yeah, you know, I really hope that DJ's vision for Social Media Church Podcast was to create a conversation for church leaders about social media. And we're really just looking to expand that conversation. So I'm with David. If we can give people some tips that are going to help them better use social media, if we can even just challenge people's thoughts to think differently, that's probably one of my favorite things about Dustin South's podcast is that we disagreed, and that's good. You know, it's good for us to have these conversations and have different opinions, because there's not one right way to use social media. Whenever we do figure something out that's right, we've got to adjust again. And so we need to be learning from each other. And Jay, you and I, obviously, we're learning a lot. We're practitioners, but we definitely don't, you know, us being the only voices is not a good thing for this conversation. We need, in my mind, dozens of voices that are going to really help invest in other church leaders. So I'm super pumped about that, excited about that, excited about David and his leadership, and excited for where all of this is going to go. And so I think we've got an exciting day ahead. Before we wrap up, I want to encourage everybody, if you haven't checked out Social Media Church University, go to socialmediachurch.university. Our first course is there, Social Media Church Basics. It's a great practical course to get you started with social media. And so Jay and I worked really hard on that, and excited for the people that are already signed up and going through that course. But hope you'll check that out. It's just $25, and it's a great course. So thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. If you are interested in being a contributor on the blog, let us know on Twitter by using the hashtag SMC Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. To learn more about the hosts, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the hosts. Thanks again for listening.